Hillman on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, man. Okay, cool. So Elan Smith is here, and he's got all the things that I would imagine someone who is an illusionist and a master of intrigue and wonder would have, which is like a deck of cards and then some paper and then, like, I don't know. He's wearing a jacket. I feel like they always wear jackets, these illusionists.
I can take it off for you. And that's all that's coming off.
But is there... I mean, yeah, because I never understand. And we did something earlier, and we're going to get into it in a second, around a little bit of a prediction. And you asked me to choose numbers, and we'll explain all of it. And then maybe you put the cards up your sleeve. Maybe that's what it was. You see, now you pulled out a pen from your sleeve. There's probably like... 150
the pen came from inside
pockets.
The pockets.
Yeah, but there's probably extra pockets in that jacket of yours.
Would you feel better if I went like this?
There's definitely extra pockets. Okay, he's going to take the jacket. Doesn't look like there's extra pockets. But
I'm
still
leave the jacket off.
I still think such trickery here. I think producer Palesa, she knows I don't understand the stuff, so she decided let's just do it for a full 30 minutes. Yeah. Okay, so it's a pretty interesting story because you studied a degree in economics and marketing, but you say that the way that you got through university and that there was this mix-up on your application, which I would assume you're saying in jest,
yes,
was really through this passion for magic and for illusion. So what does that mean? Does that mean you go to lectures in the morning, but really like you're hanging out in the corner there, just playing with the cards, trying to figure it out, like on your lunch break?
So what it means is when I was at school, I nearly failed Standard 7 and Standard 8 because I put a lot of time into my magic and playing around with these sort of things. Obviously, my parents weren't too happy about that.
Yeah.
So I had promised them that if I had done certain learning and I went to Yeshiva, I went to Israel to go learn for a bit, if I had done that, then I had to go get myself a degree. So I came home and I got myself a BCom Economics.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I was still doing magic. But as I made the promise that I'll get my degree, so I did.
Yeah. And you didn't use any trickery in getting the degree, right?
I didn't say that.
Like,
you got to do what you got to do, you know?
But this is the thing. Like, so how do you start then? Like, what was the initial thing that sparked your interest? Did you see someone on TV and think, like, that's great? What was the... When did it spark?
I grew up watching David Copperfield. Yeah. For 15 years running, he had a one-hour TV special every year.
Yeah.
And I remember lying on a couch at home with my family, and I had my little couch, and I used to watch David Copperfield and record them and watch them over and over again.
I mean, I watched them as well, but I never like took from it, I want to do that. And I always used to think like, no, it's TV. It must be like whatever. And then people would say, no, he does it in real life and all of that. So then how did you go from sort of watching it on TV to starting to do it? Because YouTube tutorials and all of that, it wouldn't have been around at that point.
No, they weren't around at that point. Yeah. So I've, like I said, I'd always been involved within magic. I think every child, every male child, is intrigued by magic to like some degree.
Yeah.
At the age of 8, we were in Durban on holiday, and my dad bought me a little magic trick for 30 rand, from 30 rand in like those days, from a guy at a flea market selling magic at the side of the road. And by the end of that day, I went back to buy his second trick because he was selling two tricks for 20 rand. And by the end of the holiday, I owned two magic books, and I haven't turned back since then. While learning, I never thought this would ever be a way to make a livelihood out of it. It kind of just happened. You know, I've just always been doing this. I've been entertaining corporates since I was about 16 years old.
Yeah.
So I even remember being driven to my first gigs. It's just something that I've always enjoyed doing, and then I've done it for, like I say, since I was 16 professionally. And at the age of about 30, a couple of years ago, my wife convinced me to give up everything else I was doing. I was involved with property.
Cool.
To give up other things and just pursue this passion.
Wow.
And it was for her pushing me that I never dreamt what was possible. I was really lucky.
So you say, though, that it's just illusion and it's just playing on psychology more than what it is, like the actual thing disappears. Like it's more of a psychology game. Is that a fair sort of...
Magic... So magic's not real. Often there's this big balloon with a whole bunch of glitter inside, and you go pop, and all the glitter's going to fall. Magic's not real. But if it's not real, how do you accomplish it? So in a very, very small nutshell, everything within magic, or a lot of things within magic, revolve around memory and focus. And if you can control someone's memory and their focus, it allows you to do amazing things. It allows you to do things that they will remember, but you actually never... you never did it. You're creating fake memories for them, and it allows you to do certain things that they won't see, let alone remember. It depends on how your body language works, and this is what I actually give talks about, because these ideas and these concepts can help drastically within a business environment and within a normal personal social environment.
But you're obviously doing it for a positive purpose, like you're
generally
no, because my other question was going to be how you reconcile this with sort of your other beliefs or your religious belief system or whatever it is. How do you reconcile sort of trickery with other people's mind and psychology and all of that with what you believe in just as a person?
As a person. So as a person, I would never just naturally for me, the kind of person that I am, as example, I know how to cheat within poker, right? Yeah. Within false cuts and shuffles as a card shark. There's a very big difference between showing someone a fake poker deal, how people cheat, if I explain it to you within a magic trick, or as opposed to doing it live in an actual game. Mm. I'm the kind of person who I'll blush, you know, my heart will be pounding. It's just doesn't like sit well with me.
So
I am relatively observant and religious, if you want to call it that. Before, I haven't been all my life. So even before I was, and I've never wanted people to look at my magic and say, well, that's real. Mm. I've always wanted it to be entertainment. I've always wanted it to be a escape from reality, so to speak.
Yeah.
Performing, you're having a great time. And even if you go into things within psychology and things like that, it's not real magic.
So a little earlier on, you got me to write down, you want to explain
The idea is this. I'm going to ask you, you've got a four-digit number in your head.
Yes.
For your listeners back at home, and I mean driving back from work, at any moment did you tell me those four numbers?
No, you made me write them down. You tore the piece of paper up. You never saw it.
I never saw anything. Yeah. You didn't tell me anything. Didn't whisper anything. Thank you.
No one saw it. It was just me.
And four digits.
Yeah.
Can you, for me, can you just say 0, 1, 2 and count all the way up to 9?
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, cool. So your numbers...
Don't tell me yet. Hold that thought. We're going to find out. Is it okay if we find out on the other side of the song?
Sure, of course.
Okay, cool. So I know what my numbers were. Nobody else does. I wrote down 4. Will Ilan be able to tell me what they were? It is all on the other side of this. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. So will he get it right? Ilan is in the building. He's an entertainer, an illusionist, master of intrigue and wonder. I gave him 4 numbers a little earlier on. I wrote them down. No one else saw. He tore it up. Does he know what the numbers are? Just before this, I counted from 0 to 9. Does he know what the 4 numbers are? I don't know. Do you?
I think I do. I know what the 4 numbers are. I don't know the order.
Okay.
As yet. Do it again very quickly. 0 to 9.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, God, don't worry about it. Okay. The numbers are, and they're in order, actually, funny enough. 0, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, they are.
Is that right?
See, but no, I don't understand.
You're not meant to understand.
Was it a way that I said 7, 8, 9 when I was counting? Because I was pretty conscious of 9. You see, now this is...
No, you see, that's where people don't get it right.
It's
people
trickery,
don't understand.
This.
Yes, you're right. The more humans are built in such a way that the more you don't want to reveal something, the more you try to hide it, the more you land up revealing it. The more you want to try go counterclockwise, counter-react something, that's what gives it away.
But I don't think I made it obvious at all.
Or to the normal person listening, maybe not.
But to you, you know what the signs are. Like, did I blink extra?
So I was actually listening to your voice because I was getting thrown off by what you were showing. So I closed my eyes and actually listened to your voice. As example, if you go see your doctor or I take my kids to a doctor and the doctor says, cough for me, and my child coughs. The doctor goes, no, she'll be fine. She's right, but that sounds like a normal cough. Yeah, to me it does, because I'm not a doctor. I don't hear coughs every day, 20,000 times a day. They do. So it's completely different. A cough, no, it's not just a cough. It's got different things to it or whatever.
See, I'd be so worried about being a friend of yours, because you would know exactly when I'm not telling the truth.
Speak to my wife about that.
Yeah, I mean, she must try. Do you want to go and see this movie? Yes.
No.
It would be so difficult to... Well, I guess one should be honest in life in general, but there's no space for white lies with you.
I'd rather plead the Fifth Amendment there.
Yeah, I mean and it must be interesting for you just in scenarios where people don't know that you have this skill, and you're at a dinner table, And they don't know.
It doesn't really happen like that. It's not as obvious as that. It really has to be something that you have to,
craft.
So to speak, craft and also put it into a...
So it can still lie to you at some point.
I'm sure I get lied to very, very often, yeah.
Okay, it's super interesting. All right, hanging out with Elan Smith. So we're going to go live on DSTV 196 in a little bit at 4:45. So what are we going to hang out and do live on VOOV this afternoon?
Live, well, we can do something more visual.
Cool.
To be able to play it live on VOOV. And over here we can do something which is not as visual.
Okay, epic. So I think we're going to set up for VOOV. Are we going to set up for VOOV? You're looking like, yes, tell us, Producer Palesa.
I want to ask a question.
Oh, you want to ask a question? Yes. He's going to have to put his headphones on. Because, you know, Producer Palesa is very excited that you're in the building here, Ilan. You see, she's going to count numbers and go crazy now. I know that's exactly what she's going to do. What is your question for Ilan?
I'd like to know, do you go to school for magic? If I say I want to perform magic?
So the only school for magic, like Hogwarts,
yes.
The only school for magic that I know of, or I think that is in the world, is actually in Cape Town.
Oh, cool.
It's called the College of Magic. It's sponsored by Siegfried and Roy, to my knowledge. But there are places where you can learn. There's books, there's DVDs that you can get. I generally would not suggest learning online. Some of the information there is very awesome, is very true, and a lot of it is actually not right. So I would suggest certain DVDs and books will be a very good place to start.
Okay, and then we know a lot about witchcraft.
Well, that makes one of us, because I have no idea about that.
So is there a difference? Is it the same thing? Is it just a case of this is good, this is bad, this is for entertainment?
So I can't talk for witchcraft, but okay. I can tell you that magic is good, or the word that is usually used is the word magic. It's more along the lines of illusion or illusionary arts. None of it is real. If someone pretends to read your mind, if someone pretends to predict something or anything like that, none of it is real. It is all can be explained through science, through mathematics, through psychology, mm-hmm. through something. There's a lot of clever ideas that are employed to be able to accomplish these feats.
Okay.
There you go.
Hope that was explanatory enough.
I think that's my next hobby now.
Sounds great.
Great. That's exactly what I need. More people that know when I'm lying. Fantastic. All right. Elan Smith's going to be live with us on VOOV, DSTV channel 196 in a bit. Plus, still audio streaming on cliffcentral.com. It's all to come.
Hellman on
cliffcentral.com. Yeah, man. And just like that, we're live on a hashtag VOOV Central on DSTV channel 196. Plus, of course, in the VOOV app, which... looks a little like this if you're watching on the VOOV app. Today we're joined by entertainer and illusionist, master of intrigue and wonder, Elan Smith is in the building and doing some very interesting stuff. So we spoke to him a little bit on cliffcentral.com and he totally did this thing where he asked me to write down numbers, never saw the numbers, then told me what the numbers were based on how I was saying the numbers. It was complete foolery, complete trickery. It was all very upsetting. And we're going to do some magic. I don't want to call it. Is magic the right word?
Generally, I don't like that word.
Okay, so we're going to do some illusion stuff right now, live. So I might miss something, in which case you have to make sure that you understand exactly what's going on and what's happening. So if you've got any questions, you can totally hit us up in the VOOV app. And hello to everybody that's doing so far. So Annika's here. Bayo Kent is in the building. Palesa Black Butterfly is in the building. Everybody's hanging out. Okay, cool. Let's get ready and let's get this on the road. What are we going to do?
Okay, so first of all, how your VOOV guys, this is a psychological experiment.
Cool.
So since before we came in studio, we were chatting outside and I did a magic illusion on you.
Yeah.
At the same time, do you believe I was trying to set you up? I was trying to plant psychological ideas into your head.
I mean, I didn't consciously notice.
Good. That means I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
So here goes. Look, what I've got is because we're in the whole mood and the whole feeling of the Soccer World Cup.
Yes.
Starting in a couple of days' time, 11 days' time or something like that, what this is going to go along their theme of the Soccer World Cup.
Okay.
I've got cards, a little piece of paper. They have different country names on. Not all of them, just a few. Senegal, Egypt, Peru, Japan, Morocco. It doesn't really matter. They random names, but they're all different. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Thanks. I'm going to ask you to choose two teams. So this is a fictitious game we're going to make up right now.
Okay.
Okay, just touch any card on the back.
Okay, I'm going to touch
one.
That one.
Perfect. So that's one card. Let's just put that one down. That's going to be our first team. We're going to leave that right over there.
Okay.
We need a second team now. Just touch any other card.
Okay.
That one.
This one over here.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
I'm
moving really, really slowly on. Yeah. Right. I'm moving slowly on purpose.
Okay.
Right. Cool. So we have Team A versus Team B. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. Now, besides for that, I've also got score lines.
Yes.
2-1. I've got 0-1. 1-0. 3. Okay. All different score lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect. What we're going to do is I'm going to rip these out.
Okay.
Let's try to do a few at a time. Good. There we go. And we're going to get to choose one of these score lines.
Okay, cool. Okay. So it's ripping it out. We've Perfect. Selected the two teams. I tapped on the thing. I don't know what those teams are.
You don't know what they are? I don't know what they are either. Okay, cool. Can you please take this?
Okay, this is another card now.
Yes. You're going to place it anywhere in between any of these pieces of paper.
Between the scores. Okay.
Between all the scores. You choose where you would like to put it.
I want to go there.
Right, this is now all random. You can see there's no way I can control this sort of stuff.
Let me show you what this says.
Prediction.
Yes.
Okay, prediction. Good. I'm going to open this up. Now, we've got, again, I'm moving very slowly, right? Your card cuts between this piece of paper and that one. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Good. So we've got a score line of?
2-1.
2-1.
Yeah.
2-1. It says score and it says man of World Cup.
Yeah.
So another thing is that you chose is Neymar. A player, Neymar from Brazil. Yeah. So those are your three choices. Team A versus Team B, 2-1, Neymar.
Yes.
Check this out. The teams that we chose are England.
Yeah.
Win 2-1 against Costa Rica.
Okay.
Cool. Now, I knew that. How cool is that? I knew that. Okay. Prove it, right?
Yes.
Because a lot of information here. How possibly could I know that? Well, 2 hours ago, before I came in studio, before I left the office.
So this is Neymar, player, man of the match, or man of the season, 2-1, England to Costa Rica. Okay, so
Perfect.
This is
and
what
all
I've
of
chosen.
These are different. Is that correct?
I mean, they're all different. Okay.
You can see everyone's different there, right?
Yes, yeah,
okay,
got
cool.
it.
So now, I knew that, what I did was I made it public. So I had an open prediction. 2 hours ago, I tweeted, and I put onto Facebook and I put onto Instagram that prediction. If you go onto my account, if you go onto Elan_Smith, check it out. Go to Elan_Smith or Elan Smith Illusionist. Scroll down. You go for about 2 hours ago. There's a picture I made. Yes. Check it out. There you've got it. You've got it. England versus Costa Rica.
Yeah.
2-1.
So that's kind of what that looks like. And I had
2-1, and there's a picture of Neymar holding up his famous jersey.
So you knew what I was going to choose before I, and it was all at random. I mean, that's ridiculous.
So there's a difference between knowing what you're going to choose or I made you choose that. So what we try and do is something I call that I would walk you down a garden path. I allow you to believe that you have an absolutely free choice. But in the meantime, I'm leading you to a certain outcome.
Yeah, because I chose all of it.
You chose everything by yourself, yes. But from a psychological perspective, there were certain ideas planted that allow me to give you a free choice. And in the meantime, you're choosing something I have pre-planned for you to choose.
Because we didn't discuss England. We didn't discuss Costa Rica. We didn't discuss Neymar. That's very, very interesting. Okay, hanging out on Vuv Central. Lilan is in the building. Lots of different likes and things coming through. Steve's in the room and Bali's in the room. And Annika's super impressed by everything that's going on. We're on DSTV as well. So, I mean, you were saying a little bit earlier on that it's a mind thing, right? This is psychology.
It's a mind thing.
Yeah.
This is psychology. But also what we try and do, which is really awesome, is that you have the idea. One of the concepts which I've talked about quite a lot is that magic happens twice. What does that mean? The first time magic happens is when you're actually witnessing some magic.
Yeah.
And you see it and it's awesome. Great. The second time magic happens, and which is far more important, is when you go and you tell your friend what you saw. Mm. I would often hear that discussion. And when you're telling your friend what you saw, I would listen and I'm thinking, I wish I could do that. I could never do that. But what you remember in your mind isn't necessarily exactly what happened. It's a fake memory.
Huh.
So that second time magic happens is usually far better than the original illusion that you had watched.
Okay.
So too, within business and within life, every meeting that you go to, every interaction with someone happens twice. The initial one, the initial meeting, a sales meeting, if you want to call it that, and then when they go back and they take it to their team or they take it to their superior, or sometimes that second meeting happens with themselves when they're remembering and just thinking about the discussion you had and what your sales pitch was.
Mm.
You have to structure it in such a way that they remember what it is that you want them to remember.
Mm.
So this is all those psychological ideas that we play around with and be able to bring up a concept like this.
So, so cool. Okay, let's do something else. What else can we do?
Let's go back to something more visual.
Always with the cards, these people. They always have a deck of cards on standby.
So, do you want to do no cards? Let's do something.
No, we can do the cards. I like the cards. I like the cards.
Okay, cool. We're going to do this. I would like you to choose a card. Just say stop.
Okay, stop.
Good. Take that card.
Yeah.
Memorize it. You can show it to the camera. I'm not going to see.
Okay.
Show it to all the guys back in. You got it? In Vooveland.
There we go. Okay, cool.
Put that back on top.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Completely lost, yes?
Yeah.
I mean, and every card's different, right? It's not like they're the same.
Yeah, they're all different.
Look at me. Perfect. Look. I believe your card. Let's try find. It is. Yes, here we go. I believe it's this one here. Now you can be honest, or you should be honest, because these guys back at home are going to see it also.
Yeah.
So your card, I think your card, the two of hearts, is that the card you chose? The two of hearts.
It's not the two of hearts.
Live on air, it's not the two of hearts.
I promise it wasn't the two of hearts.
You've got a huge smile on your face. You're enjoying it too much. Fine, but you're enjoying it too much. Here it goes. Watch. So I'm sorry, I messed that up. Hold that for me. What was your card?
It was the 10.
This one here, the 10 of clubs.
Yeah.
So check it out. Look, your card is back on top.
Yeah.
That doesn't impress you, right? 10 of clubs. This was your card, right?
Yeah.
What wasn't your card? 1, 2, 3. The 2 of hearts wasn't your card.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But that should be in your hand. So now what's in your hand? Show to the camera.
Okay, yeah. See, now this is how they do it. And then it's the 10.
And that's the 10 of clubs.
Yeah. I mean,
that's pretty ridiculous. But what you get asked every now and then, look, this
How
is actually
did you
a piece.
Tear it and everything?
That's a piece that all comes together. It's actually one puzzle. But what is so interesting is what people often ask afterwards is, well, if you're a magician, just hold on to this for me, squeeze it tight. If you're a magician, you should be able to do one other thing.
Yeah.
If you're illusionist, you can do one other thing. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Restore those pieces back to normal.
Now the whole thing is together again. How do people find you on Twitter? I don't want to be responsible for telling everyone. You need to tell everyone how to find you. I don't want to run out of time without everybody knowing how to find you.
Ilan_Smith. That's ILAN_Smith. Or on Facebook, Ilan Smith Illusionist.
What do you think is the most interesting thing about what you do? And how people respond to it? What do you find interesting?
What I love is that when people watch something and they go, that's impossible.
Yeah, which is exactly what I just said.
And the truth is, not only is it not impossible, I've got numerous methods of how to accomplish it. So you realize in life, there's no such thing as impossible. Anything can happen. Anything can become true. You can create anything.
Hmm.
So for me, that's the kind of concept I like to take out of it.
Epic. How does one sort of figure out if this is something you should invest a lot of time into? I mean, what's the natural talent you need here before you can?
The natural talent is a lot of spare time.
Really, huh? So it's a time.
It's also if you've got a natural knack for enjoying these sort of ideas. I really love knowing how the brain works and how people think and how people see and remember things and things like that. I'm relatively creative. I don't think that's something you're born with. I think it's something that you can cultivate over time.
Mm.
And I enjoy playing around with these ideas, taking my corporate clients and coming up with illusions that specifically revolve around their products, things like that. It's something I have a real knack for and a real love for. I think it's time. I think, you know, like Malcolm Gladwell says, 10,000 hours.
Yeah. And then you become really, really good at something.
And then you become really good at something, yeah.
What's the goal in doing something like this? I mean, what is it that you really want to achieve? What's the career highlight that you want to get to?
So for the last 2 years, I've been entertaining overseas in Australia and in the States, all throughout the States. This was one of my goals. I'd accomplished that. I'm really happy. There are a few bigger things for me else I'd like to do. Nothing I'd really want to say live on air right now.
Yeah,
but there are a few. There's 5 big goals I'm still waiting to tick off. Yeah. So we're very much on that route, but quite a bit more work to do.
And in terms of us as South Africans and where we are in terms of leading or not leading illusion and that kind of thing, how do we hold up against the rest of the world?
So I think our general illusionist, performer, magician is on par with their general guy, but the cream of the crop, the really top 5% whatever, And those guys are far beyond us. Yeah. It's just a really awesome, crazy world out there. As example, I'm going to a magic conference in Vegas in August.
Oh, that must be quite a
thing. Which is really, really, really fantastic.
Everyone's probably disappearing half the time.
Pretty much. Yeah. Just imagine hanging around with people for 4 days straight, 24 hours a day with people who are all like-minded. It's like anything that you would go to. So I've got some shows at the same time, and I'm taking a break and I'm going through to Vegas.
Epic.
For Magic Live.
Well, Ilan Smith, thank you so much for stopping by. If you missed any of this, the podcast will be up at cliffcentral.com, plus, of course, all the videos in the VOOV app. And, very cool hanging out. Thanks so much
for the time. Awesome, man. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Cliffcentral.com.